Ryan pounds on my door. You overslept! School starts today! You're already late! I run to beat him over the head with my pillow, but I'm too slow. Ryan! I shout down the hall. You're a jerk! Karma's a thing, you know! Bad things will happen to you if you're not nice to me! After 5 deep breaths, I call Ari. You want to go to the pool? I ask her as soon as she answers. She replies in her sleepy voice. Kay, look at the clock. I flip over onto my side and glance toward my night table. 8:37. Okay, I reply. I'll admit, I thought it was later. At least 9. I pause a second. Sorry, did I wake you? Ari sighs. I'm still in bed, but you didn't wake me. Agita day, I tell her. August 1st, red alert agita levels. I'm freaking out over here. August 1st signals the end of summer, even though you still have almost a month left. August 1st means school is starting really soon, even though it's still 29 days away. Oh, Kaylin, she laughs. Take a few deep breaths. I'll get my bathing suit on and be at your house in an hour. I already have my pool bag packed because I had a feeling you'd be stressing. Perfect, I sigh with relief. Come as soon as possible, but definitely by 9:37, okay? You said an hour. Okay, I'm up. And you're never going to believe this, she says, half distracted. I'm getting new across-the-street neighbors. Really? I finally get out of bed and grab my purple one-piece from my dresser drawer. Describe. She pauses a second, and I'm not totally sure she heard me. They're moving the couch in right now, she explains. I can't tell how many kids there are, but there's one who looks like he's our age. A boy? I squeal. Yeah, he's playing basketball right now. She stops talking. Oops, he just hit one of the movers in the head with the ball. Tell me more, I say, dabbing sunscreen dots all over my face. They say it takes at least a half hour for it to really absorb into the skin, and my fair Irish complexion needs all the protection it can get. I only take after my Italian ancestors in the agita department, I guess. He went inside, she explains. I think he got in trouble. I saw a woman, probably his mom, shaking her hands at him. Oops. I step into my bathing suit, holding the phone in the crook of my neck. Oh, wait, now they're back outside, taking a family photo in front of the house. She pauses. He has a little sister. I think they're biracial. White mom, black dad. Interesting, I say. Maybe his sister is Gemma's age. Maybe. I can tell she's still staring out the window at them, only half listening to me. By the way, Ryan is insisting that red X thing is true. You haven't heard about that, right? I ask. Kaylin, she snaps in a jokey way. No, he's totally messing with you. Okay, go get your pool bag ready, eat breakfast, and I'll be there as soon as I can. I grab my backpack and throw in my sunscreen, a change of clothes, and the summer reading book I haven't finished yet. I'm having a hard time getting into My Brother Sam is Dead, although from what I've read, it makes my life seem pretty easy. I hear Ari's instructions in my head as I get ready, and I already feel calmer. Her soft voice. She's never really flustered by anything. I stare at my watch again. 9:35. I wait for Ari on the front steps. I'm trying to stay as far away from my brother as possible. Ari still has 2 minutes, but I wish she was here already. I stand up and look for her, but she's nowhere in sight. She is so going to be late. On Agita Day. I learned the word agita from my mom. She's part Italian, and she learned it from her grandmother, who was 100% Italian and apparently said it all the time. It basically means anxiety, stress, heartburn, aggravation, stuff like that. I don't know what my great-grandma's agita was about, but mine is pretty clear. Starting middle school. A few minutes later, I spot Ari at the end of the block, and I walk down the driveway to meet her. She strolls toward me, hair up in a bun, with her favorite heart sunglasses on. Her pink and white striped tote hangs over her shoulder like it's the lightest thing in the world. I brought you an extra hair tie, she says, showing me her wrist, since you always forget. Thanks, I say. Let's go in so I can grab my stuff. I've had the worst morning.